I'm excited for this chat. Olga Negron, City Councilwoman of the City of Bethlehem, and Cynthia Mota, City Councilwoman of the City of Allentown. Olga, how has being on City Council and working in city government changed in the last 6 to 8 weeks for you?
Well, it has changed greatly because now we have to do everything virtually. You know, at the beginning, the end of March, beginning of April was a little scary because meetings were still going on and I didn't go to the meetings because I was not going to risk my life. But IT was able to figure out what was the best way. And now we go to meetings and we have been having our meetings twice already.
Wonderful. What are your thoughts on that, Cynthia? What's it been like for you trying to connect with constituents?
Well, it's been a challenge, but the reality is that I have been able to contact my constituents, a lot of phone calls, and sometimes I drive by my community. As a matter of fact, a few of my of people that I know, they do have the virus. And what I do is, you know, I know that we have to do the social distancing, but I see them and we have a conversation from from far, you know. But it's a matter of letting them know that, you know, we're here and that they're not alone.
Allentown debuted a new program recently to offer rent assistance for low-income residents impacted by COVID-19. But due to an overwhelming response, the program was closed after one day. What is the city doing to search for additional sources of revenue for this program, Cynthia?
It was, believe it or not, it got closed down in a matter of hours, like in less than 4 hours, you know, everything was closed down. So that really shows you the need that this community have. But one of my concerns was that people that knew how to work the system when it comes to the internet, they were the ones that were that got a hold of that money, you know, of that rental relief money. Everyone is hurting, but I'm just concerned about the most vulnerable, you know, people that don't have assets to a computer. So that's still in my mind, you know, that's still in my mind. I think that we have to find, you know, other ways to be able to distribute funds.
That's an interesting point. Olga, what is the City of Bethlehem thinking of in terms of offering a similar rent assistance program?
Yeah, well, actually, the City of Bethlehem is already working on the application, but it's not going to be through the city. Through the years, the city has allocated CDBG money to help, to provide to the Salvation Army and New Bethany Center. And they have been the organizations that connect with the neediest, with the people that are, you know, needed, mm-hmm. needed it the most. So that's what they decided to do with the CARE Act money for rental assistance, just instead of having people go to the city, because like Cynthia says, some people don't have the internet. Some people never mm-hmm. been to City Hall. You know, they don't know.
I agree with you, Councilwoman. Yeah. I do agree with you.
Have those organizations let you know what food insecurity has been like in the City of Bethlehem?
Yeah, that's another challenge. And, you know, because what I do on a daily basis in my job with my law firm, I've been listening to hundreds of people that work in the warehouses, the essential workers, everything from Amazon, you know, Walmart to the meat plants, that are in through the 222 corridor. And I was already fearing, you know, as people were either dying or getting sick and not able to go to work, and then fearful to go back to work because they know people are dying. You know, how is that going to affect the food, you know, in our everyday?
What has access to food been like in Allentown, Cynthia?
What I can tell you is that we do have a few nonprofits that has been in churches that has been helping the community. But I tell you, I feel the same way as Councilwoman Negron says. It's been very difficult at times when you go to a supermarket and you're looking for, you know, certain produce and you don't see it anymore. It is, you know, it's scary, but I feel that we as Allentonians, we're courageous, you know, and as people as a whole, you know, we're courageous and we're going to go through this. We just have to make sure that we're, you know, that we communicate constantly with our constituents, that everyone is practicing social distancing, that everyone is doing their own little part, you know, so that we can open Pennsylvania again.
That's a nice note to end this conversation on. Thank you both so much for this conversation.
Thank you, Hennessy. Bye.